It's nice to be back among you.
很高兴可以重新回到你们当中。
Don't mind me while I move this forward a little bit. I especially enjoyed singing Hosanna with you all.
我很开心可以跟大家一起唱何塞纳。
I've never sung that song in this context.
我从来没有在这样的一个情况下唱过那首歌。
And I just kept thinking, 加油 to myself.
我一直在跟自己讲说加油。
Which is good for us, of course.
但对我们来说都是很好的。
Now, today's passage is from the books of Samuel.
今天的经文来自撒母耳记。
Now, this is my favorite book of the Old Testament.
这也是我在旧约中最喜欢的一本书。
It's actually the book that we named our son after.
我们也因此让命名我们的孩子为撒母。
So as Samuel, my son, grows up, I often wonder what his life will be like.
当我的儿子 Samuel 长大的时候，我在想他的生活会是怎么样呢？
I wonder whether the same stereotypes that I grew up with will still be around when he grows up.
我在想，当我成长的情况下的那些固定的印象，是不是在他成长的时候还会出现呢
？So I remember in the third grade I had an Italian friend, and he said this.
我记得我三年级时候有一个意大利朋友对我这样说
：You're Chinese, you must know kung fu.
你是中国人，你一定会武术。
You're born that way, right?
你就是那么生的，不是吗？
You should teach me.
你应该教教我。
What I should have said was, you teach me to play soccer first, and then I'll try.
那我当时就应该讲说，那不如你先教我足球好了。
Now there's a stereotype for the successful Asian as well, I think.
对于那些成功的亚洲人来说，大家也对他们有固定的印象。
They should be neatly but fashionably dressed.
他们穿得很整齐，但是又很时髦。
They've probably gone to or will go to a big university.
他们去过或者是就要去一个大的大学。
Now, most have probably studied commerce or IT.
大多数读的可能是商科或者是 IT.
And they should at least drive a Honda or Toyota.
他们或者是本田或者开丰田。
But generally, they're quiet and hardworking.
但通常来讲呢，他们非常的安静，但是又非常的努力。
Now, we have stereotypes for even the way that a successful church should look as well.
我们也对一个成功的教会有固定的印象。
Usually, it's what our first experience of church was.
也通常就是我们第一次对教会的印象。
So when I talk about a church service to someone that I don't know,
当我和一个不认识的人讲关于教会的事情的时候
，they might be thinking of hymns and robes and flowers.
一个年长的人可能就会想的是唱诗啊、长袍啊，或者是花。
When I think about church service to another person, they might think about drums or guitars or just their friends.
那当我如果和另外一个聊天的时候，他们很可能给我的答案是鼓啊、吉他或者是朋友。
Now, if I talked about a church service to people in the Sumatran jungle,
那如果我和一个苏门塔拉的村民讲的话
，what they would think of is a two-day walk.
他们想的可能是要走两天的路。
Followed by at least 3 or 4 hours of preaching.
接着就是至少三到四个小时的讲道。
So don't think that the Mandarin congregation goes for too long.
好像我们的中文堂也挺长时间的。
Now I think we all have stereotypes in our minds.
我想我们在自己的脑海中都有对某些事情的固定印象。
Now these aren't bad things in themselves.
他们本身来讲并不是一件坏事。
But we do need to be careful.
但是我们需要很小心。
Especially if we start insisting that other people should do things the way that we do them.
尤其是当我们认为别人也应该像我们一样处事的方式处事的时候。
So keep some of those things in mind as we look at today's passage.
所以大家要记得这一点来今天一起看我们的经文。
But I'll pray for us first.
让我们来低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，你的话语。
We thank you especially for the Old Testament because it is good for us to learn things from them.
感谢你赐给我们的旧约，因为从它中我们可以得到许多的东西。
Lord, please help us to understand your words.
天父啊，请你保守我们，让我们可以理解你的话语。
And help it to change our lives.
帮助我们改变我们的生命。
We put ourselves in your hands.
我们把我们自己交托在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, now, for the first verse, please keep your Bibles open.
大家请打开圣经。
So the first verse, it says that King David is settled in his house.
第一节讲说王住在自己的宫中。
So basically, his house is just the way that he wants it to be.
基本上他的房子就是他想象的那个样子。
What's interesting is that you can read up there that it says the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him.
很有趣的一点是大家请看第一节中讲到耶和华使他安静不被四周的仇敌扰乱。
Now, when we think about it, this is actually a little bit strange.
我们看的时候会觉得有些奇怪。
Especially because in the next chapters there are more wars and more enemies.
因为在接下来一章讲到了更多的战争。
But actually, that term, the Lord had given him rest,is a marker.
但第一章经文讲说神让他不受侵扰这是一个标志。
Now, this actually happened at the very end of the book of Joshua as well.
这在约书亚书最后也有讲到。
And what happens there is that Israel has just entered the promised land.
当时以色列刚刚进入到了应许之地。
And that's after 40 years of wandering in the desert.
沙漠里面困了40年之后。
Now, so they can finally see the land that Moses has been telling them about.
他们终于看到了摩西对他们说的那块地。
And as a sign that this was a major moment,
这也是一个非常重要的一点的迹象。
It's in Joshua 23 verse 1.
在约书亚记23章第一节。
Now you can look it up later, but I'll just read it now.
大家可以等一下自己看。
The Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies all around.
耶和华使以色列人安静，不与四周的一切仇敌征战。
So it sounds pretty much the same.
听起来非常的相似。
The point is that God had fulfilled, given a promise to Moses.
这里讲的是神向摩西立了约。
And God has fulfilled that promise.
神也同时履行了他所立的约。
And this is even more significant when we remember back, even further back in history.
对，当我们在看更久之前的历史的时候呢，它就变得尤其的重要。
So back to God's promises to Abraham in Genesis 15 and 17.
让我们看到神在向亚伯拉罕所立的约在创世纪十五十七章。
So that he would be the father of a great nation, which is Israel.
说亚伯拉罕将会是一个伟大的国度的父 ，which 也就是以色列。
They would enter a land flowing with milk and honey, a good land.
他们会进到一个应许之地，充满了牛奶和蜂蜜。
And that they would be a blessing to all nations.
神的祝福也会与他的全国同在。
So what we can see here are two promises.
所以我们这边看到的是两个应许。
Which are actually the same promise.
其实也就是一个应许。
But they're promises that God made to Abraham and to Moses.
是神对亚伯拉罕和摩西所许的愿。
Now, it might have taken 500 years or so.
也可能花了500多年的时间。
But finally, they have become a great nation.
但最后他们确实成了一个伟大的国度。
And they waited another 200 years.
他们又等了另外200年。
But now they have a king.
现在他们有了自己的王。
So God has kept his promises.
神应许了他所许的愿。
Now, when we see the words, as I said again, the Lord had given him rest.
当我们看到神使他神使他享受太平。
We should always remember that first thing that God has kept his promise.
首先我们要想到的是神履行了他的约定。
But it also tells us that something big is about to happen next.
但同时也告诉我们说有一个更伟大的事情将要发生。
Now, this is what might be going on in David's mind.
这些可能是在大卫王自己脑海里想的。
This point in history, this point in Israel's history,
这个时段在以色列的整体历史上
This is actually the climax of their history as a nation.
这也就是在以色列历史上的最高点。
So they are in the land.
他们现在在应许地。
And they have established their nations and their cities and their towns.
他们有了自己的国、自己的城市、自己的乡村。
And they have one king who's ruling over all of them.
他有一个王统治的权地。
Now,The question is, what does a king do, to mark this special occasion?
但是问题是，神做了什么事情来见证了这一切呢？
Now, sometimes when we want to have a special occasion, we mark it with, things that we might do or things that we might buy.
有时候当我们要自己见证一些伟大的时刻的时候，我们可能会买一些东西。
Guys sometimes buy, Rubik's cubes or, iPads or things like that.
男生的话可能会买魔方啊或者是 iPad。
Women sometimes buy diamonds or clothes or those sorts of things.
女生可能会买钻石啊或买其他的东西。
Now kings,
那国王呢?
Kings build buildings.
他们建造宫殿。
So we look on at verse 2 there.
我们看第二节。
David, he looks around, at his own palace, his house of cedar.
他看了看他自己的房子。
And he sees it's very beautiful.
他看房子看起来非常的美丽。
Now, being a man after God's own heart, he thinks to himself that, no, this isn't right.
他看到这一切，他就想自己跟自己说，这看起来好像不是很对。
God is greater than I am.
神比我更伟大。
And surely his house should be greater than my house.
当然，他的房子应该比我的房子更伟大。
Now, he wants to be sure of what he's thinking.
他想要确信他的想法。
So he asks Nathan the prophet.
所以他为了他问了拿单先知。
Now, as we know, the prophet's role is to hold the king accountable to God.
我们知道先知的责任就是要让这国王对神负责。
So he's God's representative on earth.
他也就是神在地上的代理。
Now, even Nathan responds that this is a good idea.
就连先知拿单也说这是一个很好的主意。
And that's what he says in verse 3.
这也是他在第三节讲的。
Basically, he says, go for it.
他基本上就说，照你的意思去办吧。
Now, I don't think David is looking to actually just build himself something big.
大卫可能并不是想要建一个什么更大的宫殿。
I don't think David's trying to say, look at me, I've built God's temple.
大卫王可能不是想说，大家看了，我为神建了一个宫殿。
Now, if he was thinking that, Nathan probably would have told him off.
如果他是那样想的话，先知可能会就是训导他。
But if we understand how important the temple is in Israel's history,
但如果我们了解到这个圣殿在以色列历史上有多么的重要
and how central it is to Israel as a nation,
它对以色列作为一个国家来说是有多么的中心意义
because this is the place where they all worship together.
这就是他们全部在一起敬拜神的地方
It makes sense that David would want this building to look great.
也就是说大卫王我们很容易理解为什么大卫想要让这个建筑物那么的富丽堂皇。
The temple should be the crowning jewel of God's earthly kingdom in Israel.
这个神殿应该是神的国在地上的皇冠上的那个珠宝。
Now David believes that he is wanting to glorify God.
大卫想他这样做是为了荣耀神。
But both David and Nathan, they get it wrong.
但是大卫和拿单都错了。
Look at verse 5 there. This is what God's response is.
大家看第五节，这是神对他们的回应。
Are you the one who's going to build my house?
你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
And he says in verse 6 and 7 as well.
他在第六节、第七节上这样讲到。
And just to summarize that, since Egypt until now, have I needed a house of cedar?
总结来讲就是说从埃及一直到现在我要一个雪松造的房子了吗
Now, he says no. Look at verse 8.
大家看第八节他说不要。
He says, thus says the Lord.
第八节讲到现在我要告诉你要告诉我。
This is like when your parents really want you to listen.
也就是说这个时候是我们的家长让我们想要让我们注意听的时候。
The Cantonese equivalent is sort of 我讲你听。
广东话讲就是说我讲你听
Listen up.
大家要听
You know that God's getting really serious here.
我们知道神在这里已经很严肃了
So this is the height of Israel's history as we said.
我们之前讲过现在当时的那个时段呢是以色列历史的高峰期
And it's at this point that God reveals what his kingdom is all about.
也是在这个时候神向他们显现了他的国度到底应该是怎么样
He's telling them that this place and this time on earth isn't all that there is.
他在告诉他们，当时那个时间、那个地点，在地上的那一切，并不是所有的。
So verses 10 and 11.
第十一节。
He's telling them that there is still a place where Israel will find peace.
他告诉他们，我必为以色列子民选定一个地方，让他们不受干扰。
It's a place where they will be disturbed no more.
是一个让他们永远不被干扰到的地方。
And it's not the kingdom that you're in now.
不是他们现在所在的国。
In verse 12 he says, it will be after the days, after your days are fulfilled.
在十二节他讲到是在你寿数满足时。
But it will be one of David's offspring.
但却是大卫王的子孙可以得到的。
And verse 13,
13节
He will build a house for my name.
他会以我的名字建造殿宇。
Not you.
不是你的。
And the throne of his kingdom will last forever.
他的国将直到永远。
Now there's more, verse 14.
更多在第14节。
I, God, will be his father.
我要做他的父。
And he will be a son to me.
他要做我的子。
He will be punished.
他犯了罪。
But verse 15.
第15节。
God won't take his love away from him.
但我的慈爱仍不离开他。
And in verse 16.
16节。
Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立。
Your throne will be established forever.
你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Now, if you've been to church for a while,
如果你们已经来了教会一段时间，
it seems pretty obvious to us what he's talking about.
对我们来说很明显他在讲什么。
He's talking about Jesus.
他在讲的就是耶稣。
Jesus is the son that God will punish.
耶稣就是神的儿子，要被惩罚的儿子。
And Jesus is the one who will be sitting on the throne forever.
耶稣也是那个坐在宝位上永久的王。
So God's whole purpose of history so far is pointing towards Jesus.
所以神在以色列历史的整个过程就是为了要指引耶稣。
And we remember why Jesus is so important.
我们记得耶稣为什么这么重要。
He came to defeat sin and death.
他来战胜了死亡，战胜了罪。
To be raised again to heaven.
重生，升到了天堂。
And that he will come again to judge the world.
他会重新再来审判全世界。
But for David to think about all of this,
让大卫王来想这些，
he must have been just blown away.
他可能完全没有办法想到。
Thinking that his kingdom might last forever.
他在想他的王国可以能持续到永久。
Now here he is, he's trying to build a building of wood.
现在他要建一个房子，用木头建一个房子。
But God is going to put someone from one of his descendants on an eternal throne.
但神却要从他的儿子里面挑一个做永世的王。
I'm sure David could hardly imagine what God was telling him.
我想大卫可能很难想象神的意思。
Now, if you do get some time, read the next few verses after that.
如果大家有时间，可以读一下接下来的几段经文。
And you can see that David is just in awe of God's plan. He's just humbled by it.
大家可以看到，大卫就是神的计划中的一部分。
Now, don't get me wrong, though. I'm not bad-mouthing David in any way here.
大家不要误解我，我并没有说大卫的坏话。
His heart is in the right place.
他的心是在正确的地方。
But when we're reading this, if we jump too quickly to Jesus,
那当我们读的时候，我们如果太快跳到耶稣。
We might forget just how amazing this would be for him to hear.
我们就会忽略到，对于大卫来说，听到这一切是多么的伟大。
Now, despite David being a good king,
撇除大卫做一个伟大的王，
he was a godly man.
他是一个有神的人。
He still pictured God's glory based on what he could see.
他在以他自己所见到的来想象神的伟大。
He saw all of the great riches around him.
他看到了他周围所有的财富
and the success that God had blessed him with.
也看到了神赐给他的伟大的成功。
Now he rightly wanted to glorify God in the same way.
那他现在就想以同样的方式来荣耀神。
But it was an earthly way.
但是却是以地上的方式。
Now the glory and majesty of God's plans go far beyond what we can imagine.
神的荣耀威严的计划在我们看来是远远超出的。
We are part of an everlasting house of God.
我们是神永恒的国度的一员。
And this isn't the house that we're establishing for God.
这并不是我们为神建的房子。
It's the house that God has established for us.
是神为我们所建的。
Now, I think there's two ways that we need to apply this.
现在我们有两个方法可以来应用今天的经文。
For us personally,
对于我们个人来讲
it's hard for us to make that distinction between our idea of success and God's idea of success.
我们很难区分我们眼中的成功和神的成功。
For myself, I found it really easy to be discouraged when things in my life go wrong.
我发现对于我个人来讲，我很容易就失去了信心，当事情没有按照我所期望的行的时候。
So maybe in life, in school, or with friends.
可能在生活中，在学习中，和朋友之间。
And sometimes I think, you know, I must have done something wrong.
有时我想我一定做错了什么事。
Maybe God's punishing me.
或者神在惩罚我。
But it doesn't work that way at all.
但事情不是这个样子的。
And even if those hard times are from God,
就算这些痛苦的时间都是从神而来
It's not that he doesn't love me,
并不代表他不爱我们
But perhaps he's actually helping me.
或许他正在帮助我们
He's helping me to build those values, the things that he values.
他在帮助我建立那些他认为重要的事情
So patience and humility and a dependence on him.
忍耐、谦虚和依赖他
Now the opposite's true as well.
啊，相反的也对
Sometimes when things are going very well,
有时候事情进展得非常顺利。
So in a job or in family or again in school.
或者是工作，或者是家庭，或者是学校。
It's too easy to think I must have done something right.
很容易就想我一定做对了什么事情。
God must be rewarding me now.
神在奖励我。
Of course, all of those things are from God.
当然，这些事情都是由神而来的。
But that's because He's chosen to bless me.
但是却是因为他选择来赐恩于我。
It's because he's gracious and he's loving.
因为他亲切又慈爱。
Not because I've done anything right.
而不是因为我做了什么对的事情。
So remember those things in good times and in bad times.
所以大家要记得好的时候和坏的时候。
Secondly, for us as a church.
第二点，让我们当一个教会来看。
Again, it's so easy for us to judge our success, by earthly standards.
当然也让我们很容易来评判一个教会以地上的规则。
Maybe the size of the congregation.
好像我们的崇拜有多少人。
How good the music is or the equipment is.
我们的音乐怎么样？我们的器备怎么样
？Whether we have a modern building or not.
我们有没有现代化的设施
？Again, none of these things are bad things in themselves.
当然这些事情他们自己并不坏。
They are all God's blessings.
它都是神对我们的恩典。
But we might make the mistake of thinking that's all that there is to church.
但是我们却不能想说这就是教会的全部。
God's church is beyond any of those things.
神的教会是超越这些所有一切的。
It's an eternal kingdom.
是永恒的国度。
Now I don't believe that we're making that mistake here at Holy Trinity.
那我不相信我们现在在犯这样的错误。
But there is always that danger.
但总是有这么一个危险性。
That if things are going well,
如果事情不顺利发展
we believe that somehow God considers us more righteous than he did before.
那我们就会想神是不是觉得我们现在没有之前那么有公义
or even that we feel more important.
或者是我们没有那么重要。
Now above all of these things,
那这之上的全部
What we need to remember is this.
我们需要记住的是
Look beyond all of the things that we see in front of us.
大家要看到眼前所看到的事情
In all of the parts of our lives,
在我们生活中所有的每一部分
We need to make sure that we are looking towards God's eternal kingdom.
我们要确定我们看的是神的国度
Beyond any marks,
超越他给我们的那些点
beyond money,
超越钱
beyond success that we can see on earth,
也超越我们在世上所看到的成功
And here's the sort of thing to take home with us.
下面这一点是我觉得大家可以回家思想的
In anything that you do in life,
我们在生命中所做的任何一件事情
Put more effort into the things that you know will be in heaven.
大家要花更多的精力去做那些你觉得在天上有的事。
Rather than things that are on earth.
而不是在地上的事。
Now, that doesn't mean that it's more time that you put into to reading your Bible.
并不是说让大家花更多的时间来读圣经。
Or praying.
或者是祷告。
But those are part of it.
但这些却是其中的一部分。
It's about where your passions are.
而是我们到底是热情在哪里。
What makes you excited?
是什么使我们激动。
If new toys and new clothes and new buildings make you excited,
如果新的玩具、新的衣服或新的建筑让我们激动的话
again, not a bad thing.
也不是什么坏事。
But I do hope for all of us that we can keep on cultivating the idea that God's kingdom excites us even more.
但我想让大家一直在不停地想，神的国度比我们所见到的更大。
That God's church, God's people excite us more.
神的教会，神的人民使我们更兴奋。
And so if it comes to a point that you're choosing between spending time on anything else or spending time doing things for God's people,
那现在就是我们或许我们要花时间做别的事情呢，还是花时间为神的民做事情？
I hope that we can encourage each other to make that choice that is going to last forever.
那我们希望大家可以互相勉励彼此，让我们做正确的决定。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, I thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们所有的恩典，所有的祝福。
Lord, please forgive us for the times that we haven't focused on your kingdom.
神，请你原谅我们，让我们原谅我们那些没有注目在你国度的时间上。
Please help us to keep on growing in our love for you.
请保守我们，让我们对你的爱可以持续增长。
And as a result, growing in our love for the things that you love.
让我们可以在你爱的事情上付出更多的爱。
Lord, I pray that you, by your grace, you would guide us.
神啊，请让你的恩典指领我们。
That we may do good works for you.
我们会为你做正确的工。
And in everything that we do, that we look to glorify you.
我们所做的一切也要以荣耀你的名为前提。
We put these things in your hands, Lord.
我们把自己交托在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.